Good morning, everybody. It is WMFO, 10:02 in the morning. Here with me, Mike on the mic, on a kind of a humid, gray, maybe spotty shower kind of day in midsummer here in New England. Hope you're having a good one. We'll be here until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in, a great show that features all women artists, any genre, and that's on 11:01 today, and the beautiful Sue will be here today. Can't wait. Let me tell you what we played in that last set, and then we have a studio guest right here that we'll introduce and talk to for a while in just a second. I started off that last set with something new from an artist called Glenn Hansard. Killed me. Just loved it. I haven't really heard of this gentleman before. It's a single from his new release called Didn't He Ramble. After that, a classic, I think. I didn't say it because of this. It's from a disc called Original Album Classics, Alice in Chains. I really didn't mean that. I'm just that good. That was Heaven Beside You, of course. And Incubus was next from 1999's, whoa, long time ago, Make Yourself CD. That was stellar, and then finished with some old classic, awesome, wonderful Elton John from the Elton John record that's called The Cage. And I just love old Elton John. I was saying to Taylor Holland, who is here, Elton John makes me happy. How about you?
Absolutely.
So if you could talk right into that microphone, sure, we'd be able to hear you. So how are you?
I'm great. Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Isn't this such a beautiful space in here?
It's so wonderful. All these records, the posters on the walls. It's just a great vibe in here. I'm really happy to be playing.
I know. I'm sad and happy at the same time that you've never been here, but I'm so happy that finally you're here. Welcome.
We go. Yeah, thank you.
All right. So I had a artist on about 2 weeks ago named Zeke Duckworthy, and there's a connection between you and he. I found out about you from Zeke.
Yeah. Yeah. We've met playing around town, and he came up to me after a set that I played in an open mic and said, I have this song, and I think you should sing it. I think it would fit really well with your voice. And he's a wonderful songwriter,
oh, yeah,
and I love the song. So started picking that up and playing some of his stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was awfully complimentary of you.
Oh, well, it's very much appreciated.
Yeah. We loved him. He was awesome. All right. So you live around here now. You live in JP.
Yes.
But you're not from here.
No.
You're from the wild Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
So like a wild salmon, how did you end up here?
Well, so I was...
What's wrong with me?
Swimming upstream, right?
Yeah, well,
Now, I was born in Tacoma, just south of Seattle, and then moved to Portland, where my dad is from, when I was six, and grew up there. And then I came out here for school. I went to Northeastern and studied international affairs and history there, and really enjoyed it, and always intended to move back home, but somehow got stuck in Boston.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
It's a great place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, your home life back there in the Pacific Northwest, you came from a musical family.
Yes, my mother is very musical. My dad has great music taste, let's say that.
All right.
he used to sing songs to me at bedtime, and it wasn't always... the most technically proficient, but like he really instilled a love for James Taylor, Cat Stevens, Bruce Coburn, some really great songwriters, and that's been a huge influence.
It's so cool that your parents had that kind of influence on you, because you know it led to your doing all kinds of things while you're growing up. I mean, I was a summer camp kid too.
Yeah.
So I suppose you were able to perform there and sort of.
Well, you know, the summer camp background is interesting because my mom, when she moved from Minnesota to the West Coast, started working at a camp, and then she had me. And ever since I was a couple months old, she would take me out to camp at the beginning of the summer with her when she taught all of the songs to the staff. And so I grew up going to this camp every summer and thinking that it was really normal for every community to have a shared repertoire of music that they all knew and could sing together.
Oh, wow.
And that was an incredible experience because, you know, some camp songs are pretty hokey and whatnot. But what I learned was it is so powerful when people sing together, no matter what the content is.
It is. It just makes everybody feel good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it reinforces community. It reinforces the idea that everybody has something creative and artistic to offer. And it passes on traditions. It's, you know, oral storytelling in a way. So
It's just a good way to be social and have a shared experience.
Absolutely.
It sounds so Jimmy Fallon, but it is. But it is. And
totally is.
You're sitting across from me with a guitar, which doesn't surprise me at all, but I know that that's not your only instrument. You are, well, tell us about the other stringed instrument that you play.
So I grew up playing classical violin.
That's so cool.
I went to a Waldorf school, really fortunate to go to a school like that where arts were valued. So I grew up playing music in school, playing classical violin, which was an incredible background. But it wasn't something that I wanted to pursue intensively once I got older. And I sort of ended up with this complex from playing in a youth orchestra, because in an orchestra you literally sit in order of how good you are, how good the conductor
is. Oh yeah, I remember first string, second string,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And yeah, you know, the first chair of each section mm-hmm. plays every solo. And so I had this mindset of, well, I can't play solo unless I'm the best in the room at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that's not really true for the rest of the music world. And
it's somebody's perception of the best that gets to sit in the first chair.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so I didn't perform for years and didn't do anything throughout college. And then when I moved into the place where I'm living now last fall, one of my housemates, who's also a musician, heard me playing in my room, and he said, violin. No, he heard me playing guitar.
Okay.
I'd let go of violin and was just playing guitar, singing in my room. And he said, I think you should go play an open mic. And I said, no way. And there's a saying in politics that you have to ask a woman 3 times to run for some office and before she'll actually say yes.
Okay.
And like, I've actually heard this from multiple places. And I think sometimes it's true in the music scene, and especially in the open mic scene, it's a lot of guys. You know, there's just a confidence thing maybe, or considering how much space you're taking up, that maybe women tend to be shyer about. Anyways, I was lucky because my housemate was persistent. And so
okay.
finally I went and played and realized that even though what I was doing was simpler than some of the really technically proficient musicians who were there, people still paid attention. And I saw that I had something to offer. And so I wanted to continue doing that.
So you mentioned last fall as far as moving in here.
Yeah.
Now, did the guitar start then, or did it start before that? And did you sing before you played guitar?
Yes, absolutely. So my mom studied vocal performance in college, and she
okay.
was just
okay.
always singing growing up, and I was always singing with her. And then I picked up guitar. She kind of taught me 3 chords, and then I just...
That's all you need.
...took it from there, right?
What?
3 chords and the truth.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, guitar has sort of took the opposite path from violin, because I just... did it on my own. I've never taken a guitar lesson.
Okay, so you have a new record.
Yes, I do.
That's coming out like August 8th.
Yeah, this
which
Monday.
Is like really soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
You must be so psyched.
I'm really excited. It was an incredible project. I went to South Africa for a research project
right.
for university, and while I was there, played an open mic, and just a couple weeks before that, I'd started writing songs. I hadn't been writing songs before that, but I had some stuff happen in my life that I was really heartbroken about and really needed to speak about it and to sing about it, and so I started writing and realized that thanks to the background that I had in music, I actually had all these tools at my disposal, and it wasn't so difficult to start writing songs. So I was playing some of these at an open mic in Cape Town, and a friend of a friend of a friend came up to me and said, I work at a recording studio, and
oh, wow.
I'd love for you to come in and you know, put down some of this stuff. And so within the span of the month, I went from having no original songs and no recordings to a 5-song EP that's all my music.
Okay, so we don't have anything recorded to play either, but you're going to treat us
yes,
to
I'm
some live
play
music.
It live.
Now, this is from that new EP, right? From Ocean?
Yes.
All right, this
yes.
is. Tell me about Musician's Waltz.
So Musician's Waltz came, I was listening to some lyrics that a friend of mine wrote, which is, the lyrics are, nothing special, so who you're going to be tonight, nothing special, no one's watching over you. And I was thinking about that, and this idea that people don't necessarily see you. And then I started thinking about, as musicians, like, people sometimes see something that's not who you are, or they see what you put out there. And it's this very interesting dynamic of, like, what are you showing to people? What are you revealing to people? What are you revealing to yourself through your music? And so I started writing lyrics in response to that line, and the song opens with hide our dreams and melodies, no one's watching but everybody sees, and goes on from there. So this is Musician's Waltz.
Okay, so I'm going to move this squeaky mic number
sure.
4 over here so that you can, and maybe you'd want to put 3 down by the guitar there, this one
sure,
and maybe this one would reach better in there. Live radio, everybody.
Set up.
Okay.
Oh.
So we are going to hear Taylor from her new EP called Ocean, and this is Musicians Waltz live in Studio A at WMFO. Lovely here.
Thank you, Holland.
Taylor Holland here in live in Studio A. That song, Musicians Waltz, where did that fall in the evolution of the EP?
It was actually the second to last song to be written. I wrote it while I was in Cape Town.
Okay.
And
you say that so nonchalantly. While I was in Cape Town.
While I was in Cape Town. You know, I was there. I was working and staying with a friend who took really good care of me, and I had a beautiful space to sit and write, and I was very fortunate.
So many of us haven't been there. If you're going to describe Cape Town or South Africa as a whole, like in three words, what would they be?
Complicated.
Yeah?
It's complicated. I was there doing research on student movements that have been happening over the past year, and the movements really speak to, you know, what needs to happen in order for a country to continue working with this legacy of apartheid. And, you know, it shows that it's not something that you can fix in 10 years, but that it really is an ongoing process.
Right.
So
It's a hopeful vibe there, I would think, or no?
Yes and no. I think it depends on where you are and who you speak with. And there's so much going on there and so many different experiences that people have there.
Great experience for you. Yeah. So was that the only song from this EP that you wrote down there?
No, there's another one on the EP, Paradigms and Prayers, that I wrote there. A friend of mine who... you know, we've shared a lot of conversations together and really working through some ideas and whatnot. We come from very different backgrounds, and he said, you know, are you going to write a song about that? Hmm. And I said, well, I don't have one, but maybe I will. And that was the last song I wrote.
Okay. Now, I know, strangely enough, that wasn't one of the ones that you want to play live. Yeah. So tell let's talk about the next one you'd like to play live.
The next one I'll play one more from the EP for now, and then I'll play a couple new ones that are influenced by my background in folk. But this next one is called Everywhere and Absent. And the lyrics come from a series of love poems that I wrote back and forth with a partner of mine, and I kind of took snippets from that, and after the relationship had ended, the words took on very different meanings, and so I pieced them together in a new way and came out with this song. And as I was writing it, I heard the melody in my head, and I thought, oh my God, what am I gonna do? I don't have the technical ability to write this melody. Like, I don't know what chords go with these notes or anything, because it's not simple.
Wow, so what'd you do?
I sat down and I figured it out. It took me a while. But I was really happy that I was able to do it. And it just, you know, this was one of those things that kind of came out of nowhere, and I just needed to put in the work to get it out, to birth it.
Can't wait. This one's called Everywhere and Absent, everybody. Another one from the new EP called Ocean, live in Studio A. This is Taylor Holland once again at WMFO. Live in Studio A, everybody. That was Taylor Holland.
Thank you.
Another lovely track from the new EP that's coming out called Ocean. It's coming out on Monday,
yes.
On the 8th. Very, very exciting for sure. All right, so let's, it's funny, you know, sometimes when you hear some read some bios and you look at who people have been compared to, it makes sense. I mean, you have been talked about as your music being reminiscent of Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Two of three that I do recognize. Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Vashti Bunyan?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with it. Tell you what, could you switch to mic 3 because mic 4 is misbehaving. Nobody likes mic. Yeah, we can't hear you and that's not good.
Is this better?
So much better.
Awesome.
So I absolutely hear Joan Baez. I mean, what a range on her, and you're doing that upper octave beautifully as well. Joni Mitchell too.
Mm-hmm.
Vashti, I'm not familiar. What tell us a little bit about
She's a folk singer from the same era. She's still around. Kind of a softer, more whispery voice in what she does. Not as powerful as Joan, but really beautiful melodies and layers in her music as well. And that's been a really big influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it leads me to some of your influences that you gave me too.
Yeah.
I asked you to tell me who are artists that really just still give you goosebumps, and you would consider them to be, wow, I can do that. I want to do that. And one of them that I think is very much a good segue from what you've played and the sound that I've heard and we've heard so far is Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah,
just love that track.
I grew
so tell
up
us
with,
about that one.
You know, I grew up with their children's album. So, you know, Puff the Magic Dragon, The Magical Toy. And the harmonies that they have, it's so simple in the quality of the sound, but just absolutely beautiful, magical. They were the first concert that I ever saw.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, my parents had tickets. They were playing at the local county fair. And I was sick. I've been vomiting all day. And they decided to take me to the concert anyways. And I was so out of it. But I remember being in the crowd and my mom, you know, grabbing my shoulder and saying, look, here they come. And I remember them coming out on stage. And I don't remember the rest of the concert at all. I think I was so sick. But it was just this moment of, oh, wow, like these people that I've been listening to and I feel like I'm so familiar with, and here they are in front of me. And I was probably about 4 years old.
4 years old. Wow, you sound a lot like Mary, for sure.
I love her.
So I love it. So you had chosen Leaving on a Jet Plane, which is, you know, mm-hmm. the epitome of what you'd think of with them. I'd like to play that one. And while this is playing, we'll conspire about another one of your your favorites to play, and we'll talk about that afterwards. But at the moment, let's listen to this beautiful song, classic, Leaving on a Jet Plane. This is Peter, Paul, and Mary here at WMFO.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. ago. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
WMFO right here in Medford. How you doing? Let me just turn my headphones down so my brain won't blow up. Wow, that was crazy. It's Mike on the mic here at WMFO, 10:31 in the morning on a beautiful Saturday morning. I'm here with my guest, Taylor Holland. And hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Welcome Mike. Again.
Thank you.
So we just played two songs that I asked you about your influences. And while they were playing, you were saying, boy, these both really mean a lot to me.
Yeah. So the first one, Leaving on a Jet Plane, Peter, Paul, and Mary, I grew up listening to that, and when I was in high school, I did an exchange to Peru and lived away from my family for 3 months, and then moved out to the East Coast to come to school here, and while I was in school, I was traveling. I lived in Northern Ireland for 6 months, and in South Africa for another
right.
6 months as well, so Leaving on a Jet Plane started to take on some really personal meanings of saying goodbyes, and what that meant, and kiss me and smile for me
it
and
does,
tell me
yeah.
that you wait for me. It's,
yep.
it's yeah, it hits home. And then All the Diamonds by Bruce Cockburn is a song
that's even closer to home.
It's very close to home. My dad used to sing this to me all the time. And I, you know, just so many memories of that. And it's really beautiful. He's an incredible guitar player as well as lyricist. And so just, you know, from a music perspective, he's super inspiring.
So. All right. That was good stuff so far. Okay, so you want to play something now that is not from your EP.
Yes.
This is something called Little Bird.
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote also thinking about, you know, where I've come from and the traveling that I've been doing. And it's a dialogue between a mama bird and a little bird and thinking about home and going away and what happens when a parent is letting their child go out and explore in the world. And
every parent has to go through it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, you'll do that for us now?
Yes, yeah.
All right, beautiful. Here's another live rendition from Taylor, live in Studio A. This one's called Little Bird at WMFO.
Little bird, tell me what you've seen. What's out there in the great wide world? Tell me where you've been. Mama, oh mama, I've been traveling far. I've been wandering over the ocean under the moon and stars. Little bird, what do the people say? Did they greet you tenderly as you went on your way? Mama, oh mama, some of them were kind, but some were carrying too much pain to give me any mind. Oh, my sweet little bird, tell me about your heart. How did it fare on the winding road? Did you leave behind a part? Mama, oh mama, my heart is sad and worn. It's all in pieces out in the world, left me here alone. Little bird, what will you do now? Will you take what you have learned and write your story down? Mama, oh mama, I'll take these things I know. I will tell them over again. They're with me as I go.
You know, that was lovely. You know, you didn't, as I'm talking to you before you started, I said, wait a minute, in my head, I'm like, wait, the guitar is on her lap. She's not ready to, and then you didn't tell me it was going to be a cappella. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was
surprise.
Great. Trying
Thank
to
you.
Shock the DJ here, the wannabe DJ. So what goes into the decision that makes that unaccompanied?
With that song, I was drawing on all of the oral traditions that I've been exposed to, and the storytelling songs, and from the British Isles, from Appalachia, these old songs that are just, you know, really meant to be shared.
Yeah, I see the point. Yeah,
and just telling a little story. And yeah, so it's something that I sing when I'm walking around the house, or, you know, just it's very informal and
right.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous. What a voice
Thank you
have!
Thanks.
All right, so we wanted to talk about our mutual friend Zeke.
Yeah,
and a song that of his.
Yeah.
That you wanted to do for us.
Sure. Yeah. So this song is called Coyote Town, and it paints a very beautiful and haunting picture of sort of an abandoned old town out west, and maybe the devil is the only one who's left in this town. So you're left to wonder what's happened there.
Maybe so.
Now I'm coming down, been too long for living in this old coyote town. No place to be given, and the wind is blowing blue. If the places I once knew walk beside the river didn't make me shiver,
I would take another day or two. Married to the old times, even though they're gone and passed away. Seems I feel the traces on the walls and on the roads. And when the church bell chimes, nothing but the traces. It's not about the train wrecks, just the scars they left behind. Pick the scraps up off the bones, kicking at the stones. This old coyote town, no place to be given. And the wind is blowing blue. No place to be given. The moon has fled for parts unknown, left this heart alone, left nothing but the devil and the wind. And the wind is blowing blue.
It's just lovely.
Thank
you. Know,
it's a beautiful song.
Zeke, absolutely beautiful. Now, is that the one that you and he have sung together on, or is that just...
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Yeah, I think we're planning to record it soon.
So, oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
That was beautiful. Coyote Town, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely mm-hmm. Zeke. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so... I think I would like to play some more of the recorded artists that influenced you.
Sure.
And we've got two more that you gave me, both of which I do not know.
Yeah.
So I'm interested. We've got Colleen Rainey and the Wailing Jennies.
Yeah. They both actually tie into something I've been working on this summer, which is a duo that I've been singing with, and we're called Honeybird.
Hmm.
And Geordi, which is a song by Colleen Rainey, is an old Irish ballad, and it's sung in many different ways throughout history, and a lot of the songs that we do in Honeybird draws on those traditions. And then the Wailing Jennies and their song One Voice. The Wailing Jennies, nothing tops them for me in terms of harmony, and it's their albums I could just listen to over and over again. And One Voice is a special song because it's speaking about how, you know, people come together and sing, and you know, one voice, two voice, the voice of all of us. And
can't
it's
wait.
Really powerful.
All right, so why don't we play them back to back? Okay,
sure.
With you, if we start with Colleen.
Great.
All right, this is WMFO right here in Medford.
There was a battle in the north, and nobles there were many, and they have killed Sir Charlie Hay, and laid the blame on Geordi. And he has written a long letter, and he sent it to his lady. You must come up to Invertown to see what news of Geordi. Go fetch to me, my good grey steed. My men will all go with me, and I will neither read nor dream till Invertown has seen me. When first up here the fatal block, and then the axe to head him, and Geordi coming down the stairs with bands of iron upon him. Though he was chained in fetters strong of iron and steel so heavy, oh, not a one in all the court was a finer man as Geordi. And now she's down on her bended knee, and I'm sure she's pale and weary. Oh, pardon, noble sir, but give me back my dearie. Go tell the heading and make haste, our king replied full naughty. Oh, noble sir, take all
WMFO right here in Medford. How you doing? Mike on the mic. About 10:47 in the morning with my in-studio guest, Taylor Holland. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. I'm great.
Awesome, awesome. And Sue's here, too. We'll talk to Sue in a little while. But we just played a couple of songs back-to-back that are influences of yours. Both gorgeous. Colleen Rainey first with Georgie, and then the Waylon Jennings with those crazy harmonies you told us about. That was One Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now you're going to treat us to a couple more live in studio. And this one, again, is not on the upcoming Oceans EP, but this is called Borderline. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, so this is in the tradition of the old ballads, and as the old ballads go, it's based on real experiences, but of course it's elaborated on a little bit.
Exactly. Really? All right, well, we'll be the judge of that.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
The town. I go out late to meet him. To the water we go down. Hand in hand we swim a steady line. My lover sings to me across the borderline. Him sweetly, and they pull him with their guile. But oh, his eyes are always locked in mine. My lover sings to me across the borderline. Chases me. He pays no mind to passing marks of time. But he still sings to me across the borderline. Always near. Late at night, he's drinking blood red wine and singing soft to me across the borderline.
Taylor. Really? That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. I mean, I hope you realize how wonderfully you're coming across this morning over the airwaves.
That's amazing to hear.
It's really lovely. It's really lovely. Okay, everybody, that was Borderline. And I asked you the silly question, is that a Madonna? Obviously not.
Not quite.
I thought maybe you took it and reworked it. Yes, Sue, I did that. I asked her that. That was so great.
No, this is an original, and it's on an upcoming record with my duo, Honeybird.
Okay, okay. And what's going on with Honeybird? I mean, is there something going on, a new record coming out?
Yeah, we're recording in 2 weeks,
which
I'm very excited about. And I just made the decision to stay in Boston for the coming year.
You can visit the Pacific Northwest. You don't need to live there.
Exactly. So I've been planning to move back, and actually for some people listening, this may be the first time that they're hearing this news, but I'm going to stay in Boston.
Yay.
And so Honeybird will continue, and we'll be releasing the record probably late September, early October.
And what's the dynamic in that band? I mean, now you're one of us at a three-piece, three folks?
It's a two of us. It's my friend Heather, and she's also an incredible singer and guitar player, and we sing together, we harmonize, we write together.
Okay.
She's a really good friend as well, so it's incredible to be writing with her and sharing our experiences.
Please be sure to make sure that we get that music.
Yes,
both yours
definitely.
and that we'd love to play it.
Definitely.
And I know Sue is chomping at the bit to have you come visit their show.
I would love
to. You always steal the women.
All right, I'm happy to say that, well, happy and sad, because we are running out of time, but we do have time for one more live track. Mm-hmm. And this one's the title track from your new EP called Ocean.
Yes.
I always ask people, how did this become the title track? What's special about it?
It's the title track because it was the first one that I wrote off
okay.
the EP. It was right after I found out something really difficult, and just sat down and then started writing, and the song was finished within 20 hours. And the minute I started playing it out for people, everyone just responded to it and said that they were able to relate to it in some way. And so I think because I just wrote so directly from what I was going through, it became something that was accessible and connected to people. So it just, the song has a life of its own, and that's why it's the title track. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, from the new EP coming out on Monday called Ocean, this is the title track live in Studio A. It's Taylor Holland, everybody.
If this puddle of tears gets big enough, maybe I can swim away through the rivers of my homeland to the ocean. Salt water stop my bleeding, and the moon will guide my way. In your gently rocking cycles, I will heal. Ocean, take me. Ocean, call me home to your waters and your waves. Keep me whole and keep me safe. I've been crying. Mama told me to be cautious, and I've watched her all my life suffer from the cost of waiting, keeping quiet, holding still. So I leapt into the world and set my body on the line, and I'm paying all the same. Ocean, take me. Ocean, call me home to your waters and your waves. Keep me whole and keep me safe. I've been drifting. Travel where the ocean brushes lands that are not mine. Does my heartache stay beside me when I take it far away? I don't know which road you're walking now. You've left me on my own, but I'm used to going forward. I'll be fine. Ocean, take me. Ocean, call me home to your water.
hands. Keep me whole and keep me safe. I've been loving. There's a cost to giving freely that you never realize till the balance is upended and the gifts are thrown away. But I catch the things that fall and make them into little songs, singing home to the water, ocean take. Ocean, call me home to your waters and your waves. Keep me whole and keep me safe. I've been learning.
Just lovely. Thank you so much. That was just awesome. And that's the title track from the EP that comes out Monday. Yes. Everybody's Taylor Holland. So just before we go, do you have anything you want to promote? Some local appearances or even anything out in the Northwest? What are you doing?
Sure. I actually don't have any shows. No, that's not true. I'm playing at the Burren this Friday at lunchtime.
Oh, I love the Burren.
Yeah. So that's just, I work nearby and it's going to be a really fun afternoon. I'll play for an hour some solo stuff. And then because I just decided that I'm staying here, then the shows are in the works. But there's a Facebook page, Taylor Holland Music, and
I was just going to say,
info on there. And
all right, well, thank you so much. And you promise you're going to get us this EP, and when you finish with your duo, you're going to get us that music too.
With pleasure.
Sue's probably going to take your information, so yeah, she's looking at me.
Great.
All right, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
What a pleasure. Okay, everybody, we'll be back to talk to Sue in just a second, right after this lovely public service announcement here at WMFO.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help.